Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. So on tonight, I have a special guest on tonight. As I mentioned on this past Thursday night, a young college student from Maple Grove College is my special guest. Brother Kamari McHenry is my special guest tonight. So, but before we bring him on the air, he's going to share with us a powerful testimony. Then he's going to answer some questions, and he's going to add some scriptures to the questions that I have already sent to him on tonight. So you're going to need your Bibles. As usual, get your Bible, your pen and paper ready, so you can follow along with as we go through the questions on tonight to Brother McHenry. But we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me. Why? Because we serve an awesome God who can not only hear, but he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise. Thanking you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what we think. We know without a doubt that you are in total control at all times, and all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just another day that you have made. We thank you for every angel that you are watching over your saints all over the land. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit that dwells in each one of us in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. And that's why we are so grateful for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son, Jesus Christ, that when we sin, that we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that on tonight, that you will move by your spirit through Brother McHenry on tonight, that as he shares his testimony and as he answers the questions on tonight, that you will still be glorified on tonight. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I lift up my neighbors, Brother Clifton and Sister Loretta Buchanan. Pray, Lord, that you would touch his body, Lord. We know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching my Uncle Jeff in Alabama, touching his body, Lord, that he's able to get around back again as he always has. Thank you for touching and healing his body, Heavenly Father, that he now has another testimony that you have healed him, that he can share with the world and let the world know that it's you who have done this great thing in his life once again. And now, not only that, we lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. Continue to move by your spirit, even as they go through the hour of bereavement, Heavenly Father. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that you will comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your presence. Let them know and remember that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that even through Brother McHenry on tonight, that should there be any listener that are not saved, that is not saved in Jesus' name, that something will be said through him, even through his testimony, that will touch their heart as you use them through your Holy Spirit on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins. And they will also be able to open their own mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. Even on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry and worldwide platform, even those that are new listeners on tonight. Continue to bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. We always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and this applies to me as well, be careful when you stretch the truth. Eventually, it will snap back at you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Be careful when you stretch the truth. Eventually, it will snap back at you. I do have an announcement that I'd like to make before we do our music break. And I'm going to give you time to get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along and share in this platform on tonight with my special guest, Brother McHenry. I do want to say thank you to my cousin, Kenneth Hogue. This young man is being mentoring by my cousin, Kenneth Hogue. So we thank God for him exposing this young man to me that I can share him with the worldwide listeners on tonight over this worldwide platform and ministry. And I know that someone is going to be blessed through this young man on tonight. So we are getting ready to go to our music break. But before I do that, I want to remind the listeners that God has blessed my younger sister, Danetta Burney, to write another children's book, and it's titled Littlest Guard at the Gate. And she also has another children's book. It's titled The Best of Joy. So if you are a parent or a grandparent or a great-grandparent or maybe an uncle or aunt that have nieces and nephews or great-nieces and nephews that are under the age of 5 or maybe a little bit older, and you'd like to purchase these children's books, again, The Littlest Guard at the Gate and The Best of Joy that has been written by my younger sister, Janetta Burney, they are now available at Amazon.com. Her name is spelled D as in dog, D-A-N-E-T-T-A, Janetta Burney, and that's at Amazon.com. Also, she has T-shirts that are available now with The Littlest Guard at the Gate picture on the T-shirts that are available now. You can go to her email and order those T-shirts at her email, which is all lowercase, Danetta, D-A-N-E-T-T-A, underscore, Burney, B-A-R-N-E-Y, at number 43, I'm sorry, Danetta underscore Burney, 43, at yahoo.com. Once again, that's Danetta underscore Burney, 43, at yahoo.com. That's her email if you would like to purchase the T-shirt for your the little ones in your family. But we're getting ready to go to our music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to our special guest on tonight, Brother Kamari McHenry. So stay tuned and be blessed by him on tonight as the Lord, as I pray that the Lord will use him on tonight, that someone will be blessed by him and through what God is going to say through him on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we're going to go to our music break on tonight. Enjoy. First of all, that was the wrong version of that song. I'm going to play the right version. That was the wrong version of that song. But Total of Praise is the name of the song. Enjoy the music break, please. Praise the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. Well, before I bring on Brother McHenry for tonight, I pray that you have a pen and paper in front of you so you can take down this special announcement. On January the 23rd of this month, on January the 23rd, that's the fourth Saturday in this month, the fourth Saturday in January, I have another special guest coming on from Alabama, and her name is Keisha Stevenson, and this young lady has written 7 books because she was convicted and she was sent to prison, and her book is titled Conviction to Correction, Behind the Walls. Again, this author, she has become an author since she been out of prison. I think she started writing these books while she was in prison, while she was incarcerated behind prison bars. Again, her name is Keisha Stevenson from Alabama. She will be my special guest on Saturday, January the 23rd at 8 o'clock p.m. So if you want to tune in and be blessed by her, and she's going to share some testimonies, and she's going to share her book, how God has blessed her to write this book, so that she, these books, so she can be a blessing to the listeners. So right now, we are getting ready to go to the mic. We're going to turn on for Brother Kamari. McHenry, Brother McHenry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Kamaru McHenry, I am so grateful to have you on the show tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. And before I go into my questions to you on tonight that I had sent to you earlier, that's why I'm asking the listeners to have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because I gave them some questions and I asked them to add some scriptures to the questions. So that's why you're going to need your Bible to follow along on tonight. But Brother McHenry, again, once again, thank you for taking the time out to be my special guest on tonight. I know you have been traveling and I know you're tired, so I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible so you can get some rest. But before I go into my question for you on tonight, I would like for you to please, if you don't mind, would you share with me and the listening audience a testimony tonight?
My testimony is that I'm still alive. God has truly been good to me. Just brief, I want to make it short and sweet. I made a decision to go off to college. And when I got home for the first time, let me just say this. I was adopted by my granddaddy, and him and my grandmother had got a divorce, so he remarried. So I was adopted by my grandfather and my step-grandmother. And Mr. Hugh, that if I would think if somebody adopts you, they would want to make your life better. It was nice, but man, my brother, we was crying. We felt like we was in love. We felt like, you know, it was just favoritism in the house. We was worthless. He always told, my granddaddy always instilled in us, we ain't gonna never be nothing in life. You know, it was a sad occasion. It was days where I had to run over to my neighbor house because my nose, he bust my nose or something like that. You know, I was just, and it still has an effect on me today. I'm not even going to lie. So I made a decision to go away for college. I originally applied to go to Morehouse. I went to Morehouse. That didn't work out. So I said, Lord, what's next? So my friend Jamal got accepted to Talladega College. So it was either Talladega College or back home to Detroit. So I chose to go to Talladega College. And as I said earlier, Talladega College has been my safe haven for these last 4 years. I was going home for the first time for Christmas break. My step-grandmother informed me that she would pick me up from the airport. Man, Jamar took the same flight. I get there, calling. Mind you, Jamar mama met him at the door. When we got off, she was right there. I was like, oh, you know, I'm not jealous, nothing. I was just like, dang, I wish I could have had that as well. So she came in. I'm calling her. I said, dang, why she not answering? So Jamal mama said, don't worry about it. You could just come with us for the night. I said, okay. Slept there. The next day came. Keep calling. Nobody answering. I said, okay, huh, Jamal, you take this number and you call. They answered on the first ring, go Jamal. And he said, are y'all picking up Kamari? Her response was, Kamari don't stay here no more. So I basically had got put out without even knowing. Nowhere to go. So these past 4 years, it's been hard for me because I've been bouncing from this house to this house. You know, unstable. And here I am in my final semester of college because of God's grace. So if you keep God first, he will keep you first. I just want to shout out to Ken Hughes. I just thank God that God placed him in my life. If I need to talk, I know for sure he's a listening ear. And I know you're listening tonight. I just want to say I thank you and I love you. And this is only the beginning of a lifetime connection.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a powerful testimony. And that's why I like to have all my first-time guests share testimonies, because God said he will share his glory with no one. And so what you have just said and what you just shared with me and the worldwide listeners through your testimony, you have just bless someone. you have just blessed someone and let them know that don't throw in the towel, don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. When it seems like all have failed and seems like everyone has turned their back on you, God promises us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because even though they have done what they did to you, they have to answer to God for that. All you have to do is keep praying for them, and you forgive them for what they did, and then so that you can move on with your God purpose and give God the glory through your life. So for you, the best is yet to come. So, and that's why it's so important to remember, and I love what my mother used to tell us, be careful how you treat people. No matter if they're young or old, be careful how you treat people, because you never know who's going to have to bring you a glass of water. And I found that to be very true. So you keep on treating them right, keep on praying for them, and God is going to continue to open doors for you. And you said it, the best is yet to come for you, as long as you continue to keep the faith. And I want you to know that my cousin, Brother Kenneth Hogue, is listening. I see his number. He has dialed in, and he is definitely listening to you on tonight. So I thank God for the connection that he connected you with my cousin, Kenneth Hogue, and his family. So, again, the best is for you is yet to come. Before I get into the questions for you on tonight, Brother Kamari McHenry, I understand that you was on Channel 2 News, and you also wrote a letter to President Barack Obama regarding the Detroit public school crisis, and you asked Channel 2 News and President Barack Obama to get involved with helping to fix the Detroit public school crisis. And I understand that President Obama wrote you a letter in response to your request, and I'm sure he gave you some words of wisdom. And I'd like for you to please share with me and the listeners what kind of words of wisdom did President Obama give to you. I'm sure that you were excited to know that he actually responded to you and wrote back to you as a young man. But what did he say to you that gave you wisdom, words of wisdom?
He basically said he wasn't coming. So I just took that as, you know, it's still work to be done then.
No, my question,
remember,
you
off the top of my head, the letter, because that been a number of years ago. But the whole point of the letter was to raise awareness about the deplorable conditions in the Detroit public school the Detroit public school system. And we wanted to bring it the national spotlight to it, with hopes that President Obama would, you know, look in on the situation, but of course he didn't. So, I mean, like, you can always, it's always worth the try. So,
right. This idea that, that's the point that he did respond back to you.
Yes.
And it's a point that our first black president of the United States, you happened to get a letter to him, and across his desk, and he actually responded to you. So I'm sure that was exciting, even though he could not actually get involved, you know, like he maybe have thought that he would, but he did, at least he did acknowledge your letter, and he did acknowledge it, and he sent you a response. So that's great news. That's great news within itself to know that the president of the United States responded to your letter. And so I'm sure that even though he was not able to get involved like you thought that he would, I'm sure that someone got the news that you had got a letter to him and he responded to your letter. So that was good within itself. I'm going to get ready to go into the question that I have sent to you for tonight. My first question to you, Brother McHenry, on tonight is, why do you put your trust and faith in God? Once again, why do you put your faith and your trust in God?
Well, Proverbs 3:5 tell us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. I trust in the Lord because he doesn't fail. You can't go wrong trusting in the Lord. So I feel like since I got that trust in the Lord, you see how he brought me. He make a way out of no way when you trust him. When you trust in the Lord, it's you cast all your cares upon him. So I never have to – it's like when I didn't know where I was going to stay, God always opened up a door unexpectedly. I put my trust in him. A preacher said it like this: we need to walk by faith and not by sight. Sight stop at the wall. Sight stop at the wall, but faith go beyond the wall. So I just want people to know that trusting the Lord is a win-win situation.
Yes, it is, and I'm a witness to that myself. And I like what he said, you know, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lead not unto thine own understanding. And that's what I love about God. See, God is not like man. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God is searching our hearts. He searches your heart. He searches my heart. He knows who truly loves him, and he knows who's truly trying to walk upright and be pleasing to him. So that's why he is opening doors for you beyond your wildest dreams. Even when other people may close doors in your face, God is always opening new doors and making ways out of no way for you, because he searches your heart. He knows that you're trying to walk upright and be pleasing to him. My next question to you is, what do you tell other young people why they need to be saved in Jesus' name? What do you tell other young people about why they need to be saved and why it has to be in Jesus' name?
I feel like that's the only name that I feel like. I know what he has done for me, you know, and I can only speak on my personal testimony. And I know that if he did it for me, he could most definitely do it for you. So
yes.
I feel then, like.
Go ahead.
I just feel like sometimes, you know, I talk to young people about, you know, why they not saved, things like that. And then, you know, they try to make it like they try to make being saved a difficult thing. They try to put, I can't even find the word for it right now, but they try to make it seem like it's hard for you to be saved. You know, and it's not hard at all. Like, only thing I can tell them is that it's a process. You know, nobody changed overnight. But when you decide to make the Lord your choice, it is definitely a process. And stuff gonna start happening to you that never happened before you. Because of the simple fact you made Jesus your choice.
That's right. That's right. You're right about it. I'm a witness, and I'm sure that some of the listeners that are saved in Jesus' name know that too as a fact, because that's what the enemy don't want. And he really loves it, especially for the young person, to try to make excuses and feel like they don't need Jesus in their life. They don't need to be saved, and that's a trick of the enemy, because his desire is that no one be saved. But thank God that he is his desire that no souls be lost. And so, and I'm just going to piggyback off of what you said regarding young people. And that not only goes for young people, but it goes for anyone. The only way that anyone can be saved, and I always say this over this worldwide platform because it's a fact, it's true. Some people don't believe it, but it's the truth that God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. The only way that anyone can become God's child and he becomes your father is you have to be saved in Jesus' name. So Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except by him. So that's the only way that anyone can be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus is the one that died for us. God loves us, but he did not die for us. His son did. So Jesus' blood was shed for us that we can have a right to be saved, that we have to call upon the name of Jesus with our own mouth and ask him to come in our hearts and save us. And again, that's why I say that God is not everyone's father. He becomes your father when you accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. He is everyone's creator. So I thank you for answering that question, Brother McHenry. So my next question to you is, why do you believe God is a promise keeper? Why do you believe God is a promise keeper?
God is a promise keeper. Deuteronomy 31 and 8 tells us the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I believe that in the words of Dietrich Hatton, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise for you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Because he won't give up on you. He's able. I believe God is able to do whatever. Anything you ask, it can be done. And I see God make the impossible possible. So when he say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, I feel like that's part of his promise. And he has never left me nor forsaken me. So that's all I can say to that. Like, I basically speak answer these questions based on my personal experience.
And that's what makes it more. That's what makes it so powerful, because you're talking from personal experience. What was that scripture that you just quoted for us for that question? What was that scripture? Deuteronomy what?
31:8.
Okay, then just for the listeners' sake, I want to make sure that the listeners got that. In case someone is, you know, have their Bibles available and they're reading their Bible, they can turn to it and read it. That's why I always ask the listeners to get the Bibles and get your papers and pen, so you can be able to see for yourself what thus said the Lord regarding his word through the scriptures. And I want people to think that we're making up things as we go, but we want to give God the glory as we share the scriptures with the listeners. So before we go with my next question to you, Brother McHenry, I'm going to go to a music break real quick, a real short music break, and then I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to ask you a few more questions if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, that don't want to seem, that seems like it's not working. Don't work. You said that right. I praise that. You know, my music break song is not playing for me. That's all right, but I'm going to go ahead with the other questions for you. If the music starts playing, we just stop. But right now, it's not going through, so don't worry about it. My next question is to you, Brother McHenry. Who is your role model in the Bible and why? Again, who is your role model in the Bible and why?
That's kind of like a tricky question. I want to say, am I able to say Jesus?
Yes.
And Jesus, why would you say Jesus? Is my role model, because we all should strive to be more like him.
You know what? You can't get any plainer than that. And that's exactly what Jesus wants. He wants us as Christians, as followers of him, that's what he wants us to be. As in this world, he wants us to be living examples, living epistles, just like he was. Even though he was a spiritual being before he came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh. He was a spiritual being, just like God is. And then he came down in the form of flesh, like man. And so mankind could see him, and we could see how he lived and what his ambition was as he walked the earth. And so the same, and I'm glad you said Jesus, because that's the most important role model that I think anyone could choose from to want to be like in the Bible, Jesus. So again, why did you choose Jesus?
Because we all start to be more like him.
Amen. That's right, and that's what he wants. As followers of Christ, as followers of Jesus Christ, our goal should be to be like Jesus. My next question to you is, do you think older people can learn about Jesus through you as a young person? And if so, how?
Of course.
Once again.
Of course.
How do you think that older people can learn about Jesus through you as a young person?
Because some of the stuff I've been through, some older people never experienced. Like, for example, Ken. He grew up with two parents in the house. I didn't. Two biological parents. And I was adopted. He wasn't abandoned by his family. I was. you know, even when I tell him my story, he was, you know, wow, yeah, God kept you. God really has his hand on you. You know, sometimes they could see Jesus through, they could see Jesus on you and through you.
Yes.
And they could see
yes.
that God has really brought you through.
Yes, you're
and
right.
That's just strengthening their faith as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
that God is able to do whatever he said he would do.
Absolutely. That's right. And you know what? And that's a good answer. I like that answer because it is the truth. We as Christians, we can learn from older people, and then on the flip side of that, older people can learn from us. We can learn, even though we are grown, we may not be little children anymore, we may not be teenagers, but we can learn from young people, we can learn from teenagers if we have the right attitude and the right mindset to learn. So God uses whom he chooses to use. So I do thank God for placing my cousin Kenneth Hogue in your life. God knew what he was doing when he put another man of God in your life to be a role model for you and to a young man that will be able to mentor you.
And we connected.
Exactly.
We connected because he graduated from the college I attend.
Wow. See there? See, that's how the Lord works.
Yeah. So.
That's how the Lord works. Go ahead.
What?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but you were still talking. I didn't want to cut you off. But I do want to say that, yes, God knew, he knew how to connect his people together. He knew that Brother Kenneth Hogue had exactly what you needed. He knew that Brother Kenneth Hogue was a man after God's own heart. And he knew that Kenneth Hogue would lead you in the right direction, put you on the right path. And he would encourage you. In God's word, and he will be a light that will shine bright for God. And he knew that he was going to use cousin Kenneth Hogue so that if you wouldn't give up on faith in God, and you would not give up on hope, and you would not throw in the towel, but you would keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, and you would keep moving in the way that God has planned for you to move, and so that you will be able to fulfill your God purpose in life and in the earth, that God will be glorified through you. So it's of the Lord's doing, and as the word said, and it's marvelous in our eyes. I have one final question for you, Brother McHenry, and the final question for you tonight is, why is it important that Christians keep a positive attitude? Brother McHenry? Hello? Brother McHenry, hello?
Go ahead.
Did you hear my question, Brother? We got sound like we got disconnected a little bit, but I don't know if you heard my question. I'm going to ask my question again to you. My final question for you for tonight is, why is it important that Christians keep a positive attitude?
Well, the scripture tells us we should serve the Lord with gladness. And that's the way we should, that's the type of heart we should have when it comes to serving the Lord.
And not, yes, I totally agree with you because, and that is the truth. Why? Because people are watching us. Those that are saved, young people that are saved that are younger than us, older people are watching us, even those that are not saved in Jesus' name. They are watching you. They are watching me. And they are looking at us while we go through our trials and our tribulations because they know that we are saved in Jesus' name. And they know that you are going through struggles. And some of them may know your story about how you was raised and how family members turned their back on you. And so they're looking at you as to see how you react and how you continue to serve God, and you do it with gladness, with a meekness of heart. And so that's why it's important that we keep a positive attitude while we're serving Jesus Christ, even when we go through our trials and tribulations, even when everything is not going our way, that we keep a positive attitude, we keep the mind of Christ, and that we keep walking in our God purpose, and we keep the faith, and we don't throw in the towel, and we don't start talking negative, and we don't start talking about what God should have done and what we've been praying for such a long time, and seems like God is not answering our prayers because he don't hear us and he forgot all about us. No, he has not forgotten about us. He is a promise keeper. So that's why it's so important that you as a young man and anyone that is saved in Jesus' name, whether you're a seasoned saint, if you've been saved 50 years or one day, your job as a Christian is to always keep a positive attitude. Just like, and it goes back to what you said, as Jesus as your role model. Look at what how they treated Jesus. Look at what Jesus went through while he was in the flesh. He kept a positive attitude because he knew he had a God purpose. He came down with a purpose because he loved God first and he loved mankind. So he knew that he had to keep that positive attitude even though he was abused, he was spat upon, he was criticized and ridiculed, and he was spat upon and beaten and wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed, all because Jesus kept a positive attitude, because he knew his purpose. He knew why he was here on earth. He knew why he came down to, from glory to earth, save mankind from our sins, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father. So I like what you said, and it's so important that you all, and I thank God for you, because you are a good example of keeping a positive attitude, no matter what you have been through, through your testimony, what you shared with me and the listeners on tonight. You could have got bitter. You could have had a reason to not keep a positive attitude, but you are trying to fulfill your God purpose. You're trying to be pleasing to God. And so that's why God is still sending people your way to watch over you and be good role models for you and to always encourage you in the faith and encourage you in God's word. So I'm saying unto you on tonight, as a brother in Christ, my fellow brother in Christ, on tonight, you continue to keep the positive attitude that you have. You continue to keep the faith, continue to encourage one others in the Lord as he continues to move you forward in your God purpose, because as you continue to keep God first and as you continue to keep the faith, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, there's nothing that God cannot do, because all things are possible to them that believe, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, even when people have turned their back on us, when they know they could help us and they could be a blessing to us, but they choose not to be a blessing. Don't let that stop you from keeping a positive attitude. Don't let that stop you from keep moving forward in your God purpose and please and be pleasing to God. So, Brother Kamari McHenry on tonight, I just personally want to say thank you. I thank you for standing up for what's right. I thank you for letting the Lord use you, even though things don't always go your way, because the Word of God says that in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations. So the enemy knows that God is using you. And so the enemy will try to throw every and anything in front of you to try to block your path, to try to get you discouraged and try to get you to throw in the towel and give up on God. But just like you said, don't give up on God, because God would never give up on you, because he did say in his word, we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us and he cares what happens to us. So I just want to say to you, thank you for being my special guest on tonight. And I'm sure that you have been a blessing to me, and I'm sure that you have been a blessing to the worldwide listeners on tonight. Someone has been encouraged by hearing your testimony and by hearing you answer the questions that you have answered on tonight. So you continue to keep the faith, continue to keep moving forward in your God purpose, that God will continue to be glorified and pleased with you. And again, I want to thank my cousin Kenneth Hogue. Thank him for allowing God to use him to be a blessing to you, Brother McHenry. So that's my prayer for you tonight. Continue to keep God first, and know that if you keep God first, know that the best for you is still yet to come, and you continue to give God glory with your life. Thank you so much. Well, that's our program for tonight. We're going to okay. Did you have any closing remarks that you would like to share to the listeners on tonight before I let you go?
No, I don't. I just thank you again for this opportunity.
I really appreciate it, and I thank you for coming on and being a blessing to me and being a blessing to the listening audience on tonight. So stay encouraged, keep the faith, stay in God's word, and watch God work in you, and he's going to do things beyond your wildest dreams that you would never have thought of as long as you continue to keep him first. That's my prayer for you on tonight. So for you, the listeners on tonight, I once again, I thank you all for tuning in, for listening to this worldwide ministry and platform on tonight. I love you, and I thank you, and I want you to know that, as I said, I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So continue to tune in. Continue to be encouragers of God's word. Continue to lift each other up in prayer, because that's what the word tells us. The fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much, and we need each other. So that's why it's important that we learn how to encourage one another in God's word, not with our feelings or not with our opinions, but according to God's word, so that people can be blessed and healed and strengthened and delivered and set free through God's word. So on tonight, again, don't forget to tune in on the 23rd of January. That's going to be the fourth Saturday of this month, when I have my special guest is Acacia Stevenson, the author of the book she has written while she was behind prison walls. It's titled Conviction to Correction Behind the Walls, from author Acacia Stevenson from Alabama. She's going to be my special guest on that Saturday night, the 23rd. So you want to tune in and hear her powerful testimony and hear what God is going to say through her on the 23rd of January. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. Once again, know that I love you. God loves you even more. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, and that you will get the glory through even through the hour of bereavement. And Father, we now ask and pray that you will move by your spirit over the airways as your men and women of God that's going to stand on your word on tomorrow, whether through social media or whether they're actually in the church sanctuary on tomorrow. Move by your spirit as your word goes forth through every vessel that's going to teach and preach your word on tomorrow, that you will be glorified, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform, and even to the new listeners. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.